You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. This is my Christmas show. I had a Santa hat, but I don't know what happened. The rain got it. I left it out. It's raining here in Southern California. Can you guys believe it? All right. Well, I have my ugly Christmas holiday sweater on. I've got the fireplace crackling for you, my tree, some Santa stickers. I don't know. We're trying to get a little festive here with just this crazy time in history and this year. But this is my last live show of the year. I'm so excited that we were able to make it another year. Thank you, Sam, and the team at LA Talk Radio for having me and my guests and constantly being supportive of what I'm doing. And, you know, he's just, if you guys ever want to come to the channel and you have some products and services and brand that you would like to promote, reach out to Sam. I mean, he's picky about who he has on his channel, but I'm sure, you know, there's some beautiful listeners and viewers on my station here that have good ideas. So sorry, Sam, I kind of just did an impromptu pitch for you. I wasn't planning on doing that. but yes, so happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad, Happy New Year, whatever you celebrate. I'm wishing you the best, and I hope that you start up all your dreams this next year. And, you know, speaking of startups, you know, everything out of Silicon Valley is, you know, there's a lot of great talent up there. And we have someone here who is actually quite talented and is from that area. So why don't we bring on our first guest? And we have Jamie here. Jamie, how's it going?
Hey, Monique. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. And it's nice to see you. You are from ground floor. Why don't you tell everybody what you're into these days?
Yeah, so I'm co-founder and CEO at Ground Floor, and Ground Floor is a social and community club. So I started Ground Floor during the pandemic, was feeling super isolated, lonely at home, like many of us still are, and looked around and realized I hadn't left the house in about a week. And I was going crazy. My wife said, you got to do something about this. And what I realized was it wasn't obvious how to make friends during the pandemic. Working remotely, working from home, it's not easy. So Ground Floor is a number of spaces. So we look at former retail space. So those former shoe stores, those places you walk past in the city that don't have an obvious future. And we turn them into neighborhood-based community spaces. So places to go and work, to exercise, to eat, and above all else, to make friends. So I'm based in San Francisco. Our first location's here in the Mission in SF. And we're opening in LA. You'll be super excited to hear later in 2023 and a bunch of other places. So I'm super excited to be here talking with you. And I can share what we're building.
This is wonderful. And I love how you took, you know, those desolate places that the pandemic has left in its wake and made it a space, you know, where people can come together and get all their needs met pretty much physically, socially, emotionally. It sounds like, you know, being able to network with people. What a smart idea. Tell me what it was like for you getting off on the ground floor during a pandemic and launching this startup.
Yeah. Super difficult. So I mean, as you know, it's very hard at the best of times to start anything. I think during the pandemic, everything got a little harder. So there's so many examples for us. You know, we're building not just technology, but a physical product. It's an actual space that you can go into and touch and feel. And that means we needed to order a bunch of stuff like furniture and all these things that, as you know, the supply chain made super difficult during the pandemic. So, you know, that was hard. I think also our product is a space for people to go and get out of the house and be around other people. And for a lot of folks, that doesn't come too naturally anymore. They've got almost 3 years now of being at home, just them, their screen. And so I think it was a little tricky in the early days to remind people that, hey, actually getting out of the house is really good for you and you're going to feel great. But we've all lost a little bit of that muscle memory that I think we had pre-pandemic.
Boy, you really hit it on the head, because I learned that about myself in this time too, Jamie. I said, you know, I'm very outgoing when I'm around people and I get kind of a charge from being around them. and the champagne helps. But, you know, I like to be by myself. I realize that I'm an introverted extrovert. And you're right. You have to kind of talk yourself into, like, getting out and doing things. And so you connected this network during the pandemic in the heart of it. So you could really speak to all the challenges, like you mentioned, the supply chain and raising capital. How did you identify the spaces? I know that there were a lot of desolate places, but you mentioned the mission being your first launching your flagship location. How did you decide on those spaces?
Yeah, so firstly, there's a ton of spaces, as you said. What we care about mostly are finding locations that are close to where people live. So I think, you know, our world has changed in so many ways that we could talk for an hour about just that. But one of the key things that we've understood is that where people spend their time has fundamentally changed. So pre-pandemic, for the most part, people were used to a commute of some description. It was going from home, which is where they, you know, slept and socialized, to work, which was some other place, usually like a downtown. And for most folks now, that's just not the case anymore. So, you know, more than 50% of us work remote hybrid, which means we're spending not just our sleep and social time and spare time in our home environment, our neighborhood, but all of our time. And what that means is, like, we're stuck in these spaces or these areas of cities that aren't typically built for handling all of what you want out of life. So maybe there aren't great places to go and just let off steam or make friends or socialize. And so what we try and do is find spaces that are really in the heart of a semi-residential neighborhood. So most of our members in our mission location in San Francisco live a 10 to 15 minute walk or cycle away. So it's super local. And so we're interested in spaces that are not just, you know, without an obvious future. So we look at retail spaces in particular, but more importantly, they are close to where people live. So it can become a real sort of central node in that community's life.
Yes, yes. They say location, location, location.
So, 100%. 100%. It is the single most important thing.
It really is. And you kind of flipped it on its head, because usually that's not the kind of place you would look to start something like this, right? You'd be in those centers, those city centers are bustling around office spaces and things. And that has changed. So you really are going more suburban, it sounds like, or neighborhood friendly.
Yeah, so. And I think it's important if you think about who owns these buildings as well. So if you're a landlord or a building owner and you've got this space, which, you know, maybe for 10, 20 years was a retail space, so like a shoe store or even a dollar store, for example, we're working on a location in Oakland. It was a dollar store for, you know, 10 years and then shut down during the pandemic. And the landlord is looking around and thinking, okay, there is no obvious future for this building in retail anymore, because no retailer is going to go and invest the money needed to, you know, renovate and open. And also someone like a Starbucks or a store that requires heavy foot traffic just doesn't get that in these somewhat residential areas. So there is this sweet spot where a location is perfect for us because it's around where a bunch of people live. We don't need a ton of traffic. It's a membership-based model, which is perfect for us, hard for other people to make work. So we're lucky in that we're going after pieces of real estate that aren't necessarily very obvious to other people.
I love that. And you probably can get a deal or leverage that a little bit for your favor. And this is great for that entrepreneur out there that's looking to do something similar. You know, look for those spaces that might be a little less desirable to someone else, where you can kind of have some wiggle room there if your brand calls for it.
Right.
So, Jamie, tell us about the future of Ground Floor. And what's the cost, by the way? Can you give us like a range of, you know, the benefits and the pricing?
Yeah. So firstly, you know, the experience at Ground Floor as a member is totally different to that at a Soho House or some of these other social membership clubs that have been around for a while. The key difference for us is that most of our programming and events and the whole structure of the club is run by the members itself. So we have in San Francisco, we've got 20 plus member run subclubs, as we call them. So smaller groups within our larger organization. So everything from cooking club to sailing club and everything in between. And that's members leaning into what they care about and are passionate about in life and allowing other members to experience that. So that means when you join Ground Floor, it's kind of like joining a college or a collegiate environment. We give you a buddy, we'll pair you with another member we think you'll be a good friend with. We do that every single month for you for as long as you're a member. And we plug you into this really kind of grassroots member-run initiative. So there is still a cost. So it's a $200 monthly fee, which we believe is pretty reasonable for what we offer. And what we did is we looked around at all the other things that people already spend money at. So that's a gym membership, maybe it's a co-working space, maybe it's other social activities. And as soon as you think about it like that, it begins to be quite a good deal. So, people might spend $7,500 a month on a gym. They might go out for, two, three meals, in a month and spend the same again. Maybe a co-working space is even more. So we try and offer something which is really affordable. We don't tie people into a long monthly contract. There's $20 to apply. We'll refund it if you ever change your mind, no questions asked. And so it's designed to be flexible. We'll also pause people's membership whenever they head out of town for longer than a month. So we really also understood that people are very mindful about how they spend their money. They need to really get value from that. And I think this whole notion that people would spend, hundreds of dollars a month on something to just be a status symbol or be part of something just doesn't cut it anymore. And so it has to really drive value. So we concentrate on that.
That's really, really smart to do. Yes, and it's very all-encompassing. And I can just think of $200 that I've spent on something. And getting all that value in one place is the way to go, especially when we're dealing with startups. So now tell us about the next iteration of your business. You're coming here to LA. Tell us more about the locations you're eyeing.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think what I can say at the moment. So if you live in East LA, you're in luck. And what I will say is, if folks want to follow on what's going on with us, I can give you all those details. But over the next few months, we're going to be announcing where we're landing in LA, and we're really excited about that market. We've got so many members of our community and partners already who, are up and down from the Bay Area to LA all the time, and we can't wait to bring our product to that market. In the meantime, we're opening two more locations here in the Bay Area. We've got Oakland opening in February, which we can't wait for. We're super excited about that. Nice. And then we're opening up in San Rafael, across the Golden Gate in Marin, nice, in April. So nice. We're going for it as fast as we can. We're full in San Francisco pretty soon after we opened. So we can't wait to bring our product to more people.
I love it over there. I like all those locations. Now, I just want to say, us here in Laguna Beach, we would really love you to come down. So
hey,
out there.
Yeah. You know what? If you want to go on our website, you can nominate a city. We look at every single one that gets nominated. I think the thing about what we're building is what we're tackling is not really just a co-working space. It's isolation and loneliness. Mm-hmm. And, you just read the news every day about what's happened to humanity and the lack of friendship that most people now experience day to day. Something like 1 in 4 Americans have got less than 2 friends. And what that means is people are isolated, and it's a really universal problem. And so what we're excited by is the opportunity to take this concept, which is giving people access to meaningful friendship, meaningful connection, a space to go and, be a human being again around others, and put that in any market where there's the need. And I think it is just, it's such a universal problem that we're all working through now as we come out of COVID. It's, okay, how do I take care of myself long-term? This is no longer temporary, it's permanent. Where's my support circle coming from? Where are my new friendships coming from? And whether that's Laguna Beach or up here in the Bay or internationally, Denver, Miami, wherever you might think of, we're beginning to look at, there's a need. So we've got big plans.
Well, I'm so glad to have met you, and thank you for taking the time. Your vision is amazing. I actually will probably talk with you and your people offline, because I don't know if you know this, but I just finished, well, we're almost done, our third installation of our pandemic project documentary called The Endemic Project. So, speaking to people about the cause and effect and the fallout from the pandemic. So I think what you're doing is right in line with that. So we're going to have maybe a chat offline if you're open to it.
Absolutely. That sounds great.
Yeah. So give everybody your handles, Jamie, so we can find you and Ground Floor.
Yeah. So we are at Ground Floor Club. And that's on Instagram. It's also on Twitter. Instagram is where we're at. So if you're interested in what we're building, be sure to follow us at Ground Floor Club, all one word, nothing else going on there. And you'll see what's happening with us over the coming weeks and months.
Well done, Jamie. Smart idea. Love your entrepreneurship. See, guys, great things come from Silicon Valley, I tell you.
We're still trying.
You've got this. And happy holidays. And I can't wait to
meet
you in 2023.
Happy holidays. Thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
You too. All right. Cheers. All right, guys. Oh, I lost my my bead here. Shout out to Lena Lace, by the way. She had a holiday party. And I got some skincare. And I got a necklace that just, I didn't put it on right. So, Jamie from Ground Floor, what a smart business plan, you know, that he's got. Thank you, Sam. It's hitting all different avenues of everything, you know, dating, socializing, networking. Guys, I'm so excited for my next and my last interview of the year. And her name is Precious Williams. Precious, how's it going?
You already know. Already know.
Hello, lovely. Listen, I'm doing the holiday edition. I've got my ugly sweater and I'm away from the desk today. So you're getting a little more casual. I put the fireplace on for you.
I appreciate it. I feel warm and tingly.
You know? Ladies and gentlemen, Precious Williams, founder of Killer Pitch Master. Listen, Sam, go full screen, please, for me, so everybody can see Precious as she introduces herself.
Hey, everybody. My name is Precious Williams, and I'm the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. Now, if you know where the money resides, where the money resides? It resides in creating a killer pitch that pays and slays. As a killer pitch master, I'm a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion, four-time number one best-selling author. And my latest book just came out called The Pitch Queen. I'm a top Fortune 500 corporate sales trainer, international professional speaker. Yes, I am black on both sides, full figure diva, plus size fashionista. And I'm so delighted to be here with you all because I show you how to take, pitching will take you from last to first, just like that.
Wow. Wow. You know what, guys? I'm leaving you with the best of 2022 right now, okay? This is my last guest in the year. Pitch Queen, this has been so exciting to get in the mail, okay? You are not playing around. She's got her bookmark there for you guys if you
want to order. You gotta know in case they need to check out. Okay?
She said I'm black on both sides. Listen, you know what? This book is, and I'm still making my way through it, but there's parts in here where you can jot down some ideas. She walks you through the journey. Pitch Queen, tell us more about yourself, Precious, and give us, you know, in case people don't know who you are and where you started from, speak to that space of startup and people just trying to get off the ground.
Well, Queen, I'm from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri. So most people don't even know that St. Louis, Missouri can be, I grew up in poverty. So, you know, if you think, I live in New York City now, and I know people see the PJs, ain't nothing compared to what I grew up with, right? Yeah. And being the only one in my family to have gone to college and law school and all sorts, like, I started my own legacy, but I knew that was happening when I was 5 years old. I used to watch Sally Jesse Raphael, Phil Donahue, and I knew it was going to be on television. But everyone around me, you're too ugly, would never happen, you're not this and that.
Wow.
My grandmother nursed that in me. She nursed it. And I'm so happy that she saw that the gift of speech was in me, the gift of connection. And so she nursed it, started speaking at 16 years old, did go to Spelman College, full scholarship, did go to Georgetown on a full scholarship, did go to Rutgers on a full scholarship. So being the trailblazer and the only one to do it, I didn't have people to ask. I just had to keep plowing through. Yeah. Until, how do you start a company when no one wants to invest in you?
Hmm.
How do you start a company when they tell you you're too fat, too black, and don't have an Ivy League degree? Never mind, I'm an award-winning attorney in the great state of New York. That alone should kill people. And so I went to an event I couldn't afford, pitched on the spot, and got on MSNBC's Your Business with JJ Ramberg 10 years ago.
Yes.
And that one pitch got me on national television. My second pitch got me $500,000. And then I went on to enter 14 pitch competitions and came out on top 13 times. People were throwing money. Please teach me how to do it. I just thought, naturally. Well, wow. I don't have any money on the table. Shoot, I keep saying no. Let me go ahead. And yes. Then I created Perfect Pitches by Precious, started off training, and I've trained over 300 pitch champions who got investors invest millions of dollars into their companies. And then I went into corporate America, teaching sales teams, writing best-selling books. And the reason why I say I'm Black on both sides is because people have this impression that there's only one way to get there. You have to look a certain way, the right. Hollywood way. And it's like, but I've been in movies. I've been in documentaries. I've been all over the world. I'm like, Beast, I'm everywhere you want to be. And I'm still chocolate.
And you know, and let's just point it out, right? Because she's being playful here, guys. For some of my viewers and listeners that don't really get why she keeps saying that, a lot of times, depending on how you show up, people won't take you as serious for some reason. They will not give you the money, or they don't think that, you know, you fit that mold. You know, and I deal with, we're two different shades of brown, but we both deal with it. We deal with it from the community, and we deal with it from, you know, people that aren't in our community. So, you know, it's good to know how you show up in the world and address it off front. And I love that you do that and you just take it off the table. So people don't really have to deal with it anymore. You kind of make it a joke and
they always think it's so funny. I'm like, but when I walk down the street, you do not see, no one ever says, oh my goodness, there goes a college and a law school graduate, because it's not written on me. You say, oh, do you have kids? No.
Oh,
no. Where you live? In a great section of Brooklyn in a house. Mm-hmm. Is it yours? Why are you asking?
Right. The microaggressions. Right. And, you know, and honestly, they're sizing you up to do business with you, right? Sometimes it doesn't look like the way that they think it's going to look. And you've had to do, and that's another great point, you've had to do all these things and achieve all these things to just come to the table and be like, hi, I'm Precious. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just to qualify for the conversation. Speak to that. Tell us about how that's been for you.
Well, this is actually the great part of the journey. So when I started, you know, you're just grateful to be halfway in the space.
Right.
Now being, she's at the table. Yeah. But to get there, girl, I had to be the female MacGyver of business. Yeah. And I had to figure out, if I didn't have the money to get in, who did I know? By hook or by crook. Just to get in the door, because I knew once I'm in the room, that's one thing. To be at the table making decisions was something totally different. And so by becoming a 13-time national champion, that opened me up to media and to different types of investors and speaking opportunities. And that's when I learned the money you think is going to be great, it's the relationships that are so much better. You have the right relationships, they'll bring you into the room. Now the red carpet is out for you. It took years to get that respect. And I'm going to keep it because I stand on my talent, my skill set, and my abilities for the biggest companies in the world, for the authors, the speakers, and the entrepreneurs. And so it is so different from when I had to figure out, I got two toothpicks, I'm going to get in, to now, to now it's the open door. That's the table. You're at the reserve table. Word. And I come in as I am, not as, hi, I'm Precious. I'm so delighted to be
here. Right. That's got to feel great, though. You honored your grandma's dream for you, and you're honoring you're carving the dream for yourself there as well. And you don't have to pretend to be anything you're not. You know, there's this kind of this, listen, you guys, everybody's about to get some tea right now. You know, back in, well, I'll speak for myself and the impression for yourself, but hi, I'm Monique. How are you? Da, 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 da. There's always my professional voice. And then there's like, what's up, girl? And there's my what's up voice.
Yes.
And
there's
this thing that we always have to be shifting and moving. And for you to just be able to show up in a space and be you and have people roll up the red carpet for you, that is the best feeling. And you've got to just know, you guys, if you're working on something, take it from Precious. It can be done. But you have to be consistent. What else? Give some people.
Whoa, you have never lied about that. When you know you're able to come to the office, you got to see I am that way, and they have. You know, it could have been shocking at first, but they're like, "Oh no, that's really her." Another thing that has changed over time is people already know what companies I am associated with because they've done their background on me. Before there was, you know, a long time ago, there was no background other than she's an attorney. Now it's, ooh, referred by, ooh, da 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 da. And it's right. Like a whole relationship wheel, right? Remember when they said the Rolodex? We don't got that no more. You can go on your line and be like, okay,
whatever. That's cute. That was cute of you, Precious.
Now we got like digital Rolodexes. And so how I walk in now is such, it's so tough. First of all, I am powerful as I am. And I hate to say it, but it makes me laugh. A bolder and blacker. This is me.
Yes.
I got here by teaching others how to bring out the best in themselves and be the only choice that matters. So when I'm in this space, you seeing me, but you're also going to see people coming behind me who have learned and unlearned the things of the past that you had to have straight hair. You had to do, but this is business. This isn't entertainment. This is business. This is not sports. Right. So we operate differently. And so if I bring my talent, you bring yours, you're in these rooms, you have to have a personality now, because that's how you're really going to stand out, right? And then the relationships around you have vetted you to be in that space. And when people hear that I'm a pitch master, they're like, you know, like Shark Tank. I'm like, yeah, seven of my clients have been on and so have I. Now that's a conversation starter, because people that say Shark Tank, you say Forbes, say this. And then the next question is, well, I mean, has this just been happening? I've been a speaker since I was 16. I'm 43. That's 27 years. For those who want to bring up certain events is the reason why I may be in certain spaces. And if you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So it was like, no, I've been doing this a long time. And it's great to meet you, but I have a long track record. You might want to check it out.
This is great. This is great. And you have to come in full tilt, be unapologetic, you know, with your confidence. And when I met you, you know, I remember I said, this woman has awesome confidence. Awesome confidence. She does not stop. Her body, her language, your eye contact, you're consistent. And those are the things you need. I mean, if you're going into a space that people don't look like you, or you're carving out a lane, you better come in with some awesome confidence. So, you know, Precious, this next year, if you were looking to take someone under your wing and make them a killer pitch master or mastress or maestro.
Whoa, we have an academy coming, so that's already coming. Come on
now.
That's
what it is. Okay. That's what I believe it for you. You know, what if we had a listener or viewer that would be wanting to, you know, get under your wing and really learn how to pitch themselves in all facets of life? What would be your dream student for next year?
My dream student is already a successful speaker, entrepreneur, or author who is ready to really get the type of visibility that they know will lead to the VIPs, will take them to another level and into another industry altogether. So here's some of their roadblocks. They're known, but people ain't checking for them like they used to. They don't like it like they used to.
Wow.
Or how do we, if we can get it, how do we maintain it and keep the train moving forward to get into other spaces? So those are the two main roadblocks. And that is what I can help solve for you. Because when I say successful, we're not talking about $2.30. We're talking about people know you, but they might have forgotten the sizzle and the spark in you, or may have only relegated you to here and you're trying to get somewhere else. So you're transforming that. And that is what I've been good at. So when I told you I started off by being an attorney, look at what other fields I got into by just being able to pitch. And now I have a whole proprietary system for how it's done now, right? I didn't know that in the beginning. And now that is what I'm teaching. And also we have attorneys of color. And the one thing that's never taught when you're entering law firms, small, medium, and large, is you're taught to be the worker bee, get the work done. But you're never taught to be the queen bee or the rainmaker. And I want to rainmake from day one, or from where you are right now. Because if you can bring the money and the clients in, you're going nowhere. That is job security. Do you hear me though?
Okay.
So that's one. So if you're a legal professional, an attorney, managing partner, this is the type of training that you're going to need, because we tired of the worker bees now, because you are constantly replacing them.
Yeah.
But if they're bringing in clients and they understand business development from day one, and this is going to keep them there, keep the money coming in, keep the impact going, bringing notoriety and visibility to that firm, that is why rainmaking 101 from day one.
guys, get into it. Precious L. Williams, 14, 15, 16-time award. I don't know how many pitches. We're putting some more on it. And you guys, her new book, The Pitch Queen. Look at this oh, my God. I'm in love with this cover. I told you this.
I know, right?
Open. You guys, get into it. Where can they find you, Precious?
Well, first of all, you can find this book. Again, I'm Precious Williams, proud founder, CEO, Perfect Pitches by Precious. My book, you can actually get at perfectpitchgroup.com, and I'll send you, you purchase this, and I will put a message and my signature in there and mail it to you. My website is www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. And if you want to purchase all four of my books or my first three, you can go on a Work With Me page, the store page, and you can get those, my Triple Threat Pitch Book Bundle. If you want to work one-on-one with me, if you want to work in a group, or you want to hire me as a speaker, go to my website and see the events that we have coming up and how you fit in there. On Facebook, I'm at Perfect Pitch P. On Instagram, I'm at Perfect Pitches P. And on Twitter, I'm at Perfect Pitch P. And on YouTube, Perfect Pitches by Precious. LinkedIn, Precious Williams, killer pitch master, always on brand. Connect with me. Do not follow me.
Love it. Well, you know what? Happy holidays, Precious. Stay killer pitching. Can't wait to see you in the new year. And I know you're going to find that amazing next student to make a killer pitch master.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
A pleasure to see you. You guys, as always, What Will You Start Up Today? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Be safe. And I'll see you next year.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.